This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. The Central Coast is well known for being the 805, based on our area code. There's even a popular beer name to reflect that. It's been well over a decade since the last time areas covered by the 805 were split off to compensate for a growing population and a lack of new numbers. Now, the California Public Utilities Commission, or CPUC, is in the early stages of figuring out what to do, as once again, we're just a couple of years away from running out of numbers. The organization will start with public meetings. On the line to help us explain the process we're entering is the CPUC's Jonathan Lakritz. So, Jonathan, are we looking at an area code split where a portion of the area is given a new area code and the rest stays as 805, or an overlay where the entire area stays 805, but a new area code is introduced throughout?
We're looking at both options here. And so we're looking at both an area code split, with the split line being basically along the Santa Barbara-Ventura County line, and we're also looking at doing an overlay. There hasn't been a split introduced in the United States in the last 9 years, and in the last 12 years in California, there hasn't been a split. There is the potential to do a split, always. Usually the reasons for not doing a split have to do with where the boundary would have to be drawn, in the sense that it might go through a city or through a political jurisdiction, and it would be confusing for individuals who reside there. Other reasons for sometimes why splits are not done is that one side of the split would have a long life for the next projected life for the next area code, and the other side might have a very short life. And so doing a split doesn't actually provide long-term relief to all of the current residents in the area code.
Do we know what the new number will be yet?
No, we don't. That number is established by the North American Numbering Plan Administrator, which is an arm of the Federal Communications Commission, and they won't tell us what that number is until after the commission has adopted either a split or an overlay.
If the overlay is the version that's chosen, how would that work exactly?
The commission will have a formal proceeding in the fall, and then in the spring make a determination of what area code relief, a split or an overlay. And then during the summer, there'd be customer education and what's called in the industry a permissive dialing period, which is a period during which consumers can dial 1 plus 10 digits to complete their calls, or dial 7 digits like they do now within the area code. And then in the winter, that will switch over, and all consumers will be required for all calls to dial 1 plus 10 digits.
So you'll have these meetings then for our listening area, Santa Barbara on Monday and San Luis Obispo on Tuesday. What are you hoping to glean during those meetings?
Well, part of the purpose of the meeting is to educate consumers about what's going on with the area code, what are potential options to introduce a new area code, and then what we're hoping to glean from consumers are if they have a preference for one versus the other and why they have that preference. How are they impacted, and why is the impact of one method better for them than the impact of another method?
What's the latest possible point at which we would have an answer to all of this and all the gears would be put into motion for a change?
So sometime in the spring of next year, so February to April timeframe, the commission will formally adopt either an area code split or an area code overlay. And then, as you said, the gears will be put in motion to implement that. So there'll be education during the summer, and that'll ramp up in the fall, and then sometime in the winter, November to February, the new area code will be put in place and people will be required to dial telephone numbers in a certain way.
Jonathan Lakritz with the CPUC on the upcoming changes to the 805 area code. You can find meeting information and more on the process at kcbx.org and hear our interview again. I'm Randall White, KCBX News.